right. We have a few announcements this morning. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of 2. You can take advantage of that. And that'll be in the hallway just on the other side of the fellowship hall. There's a bridal shower on April 17th for Kelsey Johnson here at 10 a.m. And there will also be a membership class starting next week, April 11th. And then that'll also be on the 18th during Sunday school time. If you're interested in becoming a member, you can ask Pastor Jim, or there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that. The short-term mission trip funding, if you plan on participating in a short-term mission trip this year, there will be a form out in the foyer for you, and you can request funding for that. The Victory Center Bible Camp applications are still in the foyer, so if you are planning on attending camp this year, if you're already signed up, or if you want to sign up and there's open slots for you, you can fill out an application for that as soon as possible. If you can get that to me or Mark Kettlehut or anyone on the CE board, that would be great. Vacation Bible School will be June 1st through the 4th, and that'll be for kids 4 years old through just graduating sixth grade, and there's registration forms for that and flyers in the foyer as well. There's youth group tonight at 6, and we will be practicing for Youth Sunday, which is April 18th. So if you're in the youth group and want to participate, it's not really an option, so come tonight. And then graduation Sunday and college graduates on Sunday, May 2nd, we'll honor our high school graduates during the morning worship service. So for the bulletin insert, if you have a student graduating from college this spring, please give the information to April Haig via email, or you can talk to her on how to get that to her. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship this morning is Revelation 5, 11 through 13. Then I looked and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders, the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever."
Again, a happy Resurrection Sunday to one and all. We're grateful that you are here worshiping with us. If you would take your hymn books or look on the screen, we have that the words for us today. Number 217, Christ the Lord is risen today. I ask you to stand with me, please. Number 217.
Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply, alleluia. Lives again our glorious King, alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting, alleluia. Dying once, he all doth save, alleluia. Where thy victory thou grave, alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done. Alleluia. Fought the fight, the battle won. Alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise. Alleluia. Christ has opened paradise. Alleluia. Soar we now where Christ has led. Alleluia. Following our exalted head. Alleluia. Made like him, like him we rise. Alleluia. Mars the cross, the grave, the skies. Alleluia.
Wonderful singing. You may be seated. This is our opportunity for prayer requests and praises. And just one reminder, as Pastor Derek did mention, looking at doing new members classes. And so if there is anyone that would be interested in joining our church or just even exploring the things that we believe and how we operate, that opportunity comes up for the next two Sundays, next Sunday and the Sunday after that. Also, because of COVID, one, we are very grateful to be worshiping together. We didn't get to do this last year, and it is wonderful to be back together. But one of the things that we have not continued is the offering, and that is the box is located in the foyer. So just as a reminder that that is there, and we've been grateful for the blessing that our church family have been very faithful in their giving this year. And we have been blessed as a church, and the opportunities we have to bless others. Just a couple of prayer requests that have been given to me. One praise, this is from the Fanning family. Yesterday, Macy Fanning joined in marriage with Mark Daigle, and it was a very small ceremony. He gets deployed coming up very soon. So we send a congratulations to the Fannings for Macy and Mark, as well as a prayer request from one of the pastors in town, Will Page, the pastor at the Baptist Church, this last week, had a mild heart attack. He was driving back from Pier, and the event started occurring around Blount, but he decided that he could make it to Miller. God was gracious and allowed him to get to Miller. Then he ended up in Aberdeen. He will not need any surgery is to be handled with medication, but Will Page, the Baptist Church pastor, he also works at the courthouse as the maintenance director, so you may know him from there as well. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Deb. So the prayer request for the women's event next Sunday, the IF gathering, and that will be taking place, I believe it starts at 12:30, and here at the church. And I'm sure if you let one of the ladies, as a part of the ladies' outreach, know that you'd be coming, they'd still take your reservation. But we'll be praying for that opportunity for both our ladies of our church and our community. Other prayer requests or praises? Tom.
I was in contact with the rookie crew, and they plan on starting soon. They said this week, now I see there's possibly rain, we all know we need. So as soon as the weather straightens out, they're going to put a new church.
Well, that is, we're grateful for things like insurance, but the roofing crew will be coming soon, maybe this week, maybe in the coming days. So if you see the roof a little bit different, don't panic. But it also would be good to get the shingles from the back of the church up on the roof. So they'll do much better up there. But thank you, Tom, for that update, because I know many of us have been asking now that the weather's gotten good or better than the winter months. Val. One of our seniors, Bridget, a friend of hers from Minnesota, committed suicide, and we will be praying for that family, for Bridget. That is a very difficult time for that family, and we'll be praying for them. Any other prayer requests or praises? Paula. And so the prayer request from Paula, one, her mom, Marlene, was able to get home. She'd had a partial hip replacement and grateful that she has, the boys are close there and just getting adjusted, but also a continued prayer request for Grace May, one of our missionaries, and their daughter. And there is a Caring Bridge site set up for Grace. That she is and Stephen are expecting, as well as she was diagnosed of having a cyst, and it is growing, but with the baby's development, they're going to wait about a month or so. So it's just that anticipation of surgery, and that both for the health of Grace and for the baby, that all things would work out as God has planned. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we join together with not just our body, but fellowships of your body around the world, of celebrating this Resurrection Sunday, for it is again and again awe-inspiring that the sacrifice that your son did on our behalf on Friday, and the walking with the disciples of how they felt, and just wondering how they felt even on that Saturday, but that Sunday morning, as the first day of the week, going to the tomb, the women finding it empty, Jesus appearing in their midst. May we have the same sense of awe and wonder as the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, that did not our hearts burn within us, that knowing that Jesus has risen, is seated at your right hand, that his work has been accomplished. The resurrection provides us the assurance that salvation has been completed. He has risen, he is victorious over the grave, and that gives us hope. We thank you for the hope that we have in Christ, that each Sunday when we gather together, we commemorate his resurrection, but today it is again the reminder that it is on this day that he rose. Father, we are grateful for the body that you've placed us in, for the opportunities we have in our community to be your hands and feet. Father, we lift up these requests to you for the opportunity of the ladies' outreach ministry of the IF gathering of next week, that those who attend and those who are planning on attending would be not just encouraged and ministered to, but would, for those that may not know you as their Savior, would be confronted again with the gospel, the opportunity to reach out and to strengthen the lives of the women in our community, for families, for marriages. Father, we just pray for all the details to come together. Father, we join with the Fannings and just with Macy getting married, we pray that you would knit her and Mark's heart together. Pray for his deployment coming up, that you would watch over him, and that you would, in the time that he is away, give Macy a sense of peace, and that her new husband is in your hands. But we pray for him, and we pray for others that are a part of the armed forces, that you would be an ever-present help as they fulfill the mission that they have been given. We pray for their safety, for the areas of the world that they're called to, that your will be done in their lives. Father, we also pray for the crew that will be working here at church soon, that give them safety as they take off the old roof and apply the new one, that the opportunities we may have to interact with the crew, that be the witnesses for you. But we just thank you so much that even with some of the damage that we've had from storms, that things can be taken care of. We have been grateful for the faithful support of the church family here. We ask that you would bless those that give, and for the gifts that are received as they further your kingdom, both here in our community and around the world. Father, we pray for Bridget's friends, family, and the devastation of such a serious choice of committing suicide, and the aftermath, and all the questions. Father, you tell us that it is in these times that we can approach your throne with confidence, that we can find grace and mercy in our time of need. And I pray that for this family, that in their grief, you would wrap your loving arms around them. Father, we're grateful for Paula's mom, Marlene, making it home, help her in her healing. We also lift up Grace to you for the pregnancy, that you would watch over the health of both mom and their little one. And as she anticipates this surgery, that you would guide this surgical team's hands, and that we pray for complete and full healing and restoration for Grace, that you would not only continue to use her in Lawrence, but also in the community around. And as they look at adding to their family, that you would give both Grace and Stephen the wisdom to be the godly parents you've called them to be. Father, we lift up Pastor Will to you, thankful for him making it to the hospital and the results. We ask that you would strengthen him, especially for his heart, and that you would heal completely. Father, as we worship together, we thank you again for this body, for the opportunities we have in our community. Help us to not miss where you're at work and to join you there. In Jesus' name, amen. You'll take your hymn books. We're going to sing number 216, or the words will be up on the screen. Christ Arose, number 216. From the grave he arose.
with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot pray, Jesus my Savior, he tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints. Reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Then we'll go to number 220. I'll ask you to stand with me, please, as we sing together, He Lives. Number 220.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, creation to impart. Me how I know He lives, He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. Just know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing at last. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs, Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives with
singing. You may be seated.